Restoring My Soul, Friday the 8th of August, The Nature of Man. The Lord God created the first man and every person thereafter as triune in being, that is, with a body, soul and spirit. The scriptures highlight that for a person to be blameless, they must receive the Lord's sanctifying work in their body, soul and spirit. The physical body is referred to in the scriptures as the outward man. The spirit and soul of a person are the indivisible yet distinguishable aspects of the inward man. We note that the Apostle Paul explained that the Word of God exposes the distinction between soul and spirit, even though they cannot be separated. The scriptures describe the heart as being the meeting point of a person's body, soul and spirit. Their heart is the very center of their person and expression. Much of philosophy and many alternative gospels consider man as having only the dual elements of soul and body, without any understanding of a person's spirit which must be born again. Our spirit is our identity, it is who we are. The faculties of a person's spirit include their intuition and their conscience, as well as their capacity for worship, for fellowship, and for meeting. Intuition is the faculty of our spirit by which we obtain knowledge that is not gained through cognitive reasoning, but rather comes by illumination as we receive the Word of God. The Apostle Paul described intuition as the eyes of our understanding. Our conscience is the faculty through which we know ourselves. Paul stated, "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him?" Significantly, the state of a person's conscience depends on whether their spirit has been illuminated to know God. In the New Covenant, we each become a temple for the Holy Spirit when He comes into our spirit. The Holy Spirit worships the Father and the Son at the altar of our conscience, enabling us to participate in their fellowship of worship. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, Proverbs 4 verse 23, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 22, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 18, and Romans chapter 9 verse 1. For further study, 1 Corinthians chapter 2.